So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
But right now, we have a major announcement.
All right.
To make on this show here today. This is groundbreaking Chicago announcement.
Really?
Because a major Chicago area institution will be closing their doors soon. And they're making the exclusive announcement here on this show.
Not Goldblatt's.
Here today. This will tell you what I'm talking about.
That an old car might be worth money. Call Victory Auto Workers at 860-2000 for a quote. Victory will tow no matter what condition your car's in. Victory tows 7 days a week, and you might get cash on the spot or save money by fixing up your car with used parts. Victory has 10 acres of used parts, starters, transmissions, batteries for all types of cars. Victory Auto Wreckers, 710 East Green in Bensonville near O'Hare. Call 630-860-2000.
Victory Auto Wreckers. I recorded that commercial 32 years ago. It's one of the very first things that I did when I got hired at WGN. They gave me a stack of papers to record. One of them was, that old car may be worth money.
Do you know that by heart?
I used to.
You don't know that
I don't. I don't.
But I thought it was, that old car is worth money.
Oh, now play it again.
You are speaking incorrectly.
Well, it won't be the first time or the last during the show here today, but let me bring in, live from Arizona, Kyle Weisner, who is the owner of Victory Auto Wreckers. Kyle, can you hear us?
I can. This is a real downer for this show.
This is
bad timing.
It's sad news that we're losing a Chicago institution. But as I said earlier, you know, when you hear that somebody is retiring and they're going to, you know, take an easier path in life and their life, you got to be happy for them. So I'm going to say congratulations to you for this decision.
You.
Tell us why you decided to do this.
No, it's just it's the time. It's a great business. It's a lot of work, but I think that the family members just want to take it a little bit easier. It's been a long time. I've been involved in the business for over 42 years, 33 of them as full time, 24 as president. And it's just time. The younger generation are my kids. No interest in the business, and everything ends. Right? It could be 5 minutes, or it could be 56 years, but it ends.
That's very true. Now, Victory Auto Wreckers actually was founded in the 1940s. Is that correct?
That's correct. 1945. Two World War II vets came back, and back then a lot of stuff was named Victory. So, Victory Auto Wreckers, 1945.
For World War II.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And then your family purchased the business, right, in 1967?
You got it, 67.
Yeah. And it's been out Bensonville near O'Hare. The legendary address, 710 East Green in Bensonville near O'Hare.
Look at you, knowing that address by heart. What is his name? I'm sorry.
He's been saying it for a lot of time.
So, Kyle, do you realize that by doing this, you are totally reducing Dean's income?
Well, in all fairness, I think he reduced his income a long time ago when he was very, very gracious with us. And
there go all those residuals.
Let me tell you something.
Exactly.
The residuals on this stopped the day after I recorded the commercial 31 years ago.
But you got a continuous stream of free T-shirts.
Well, that's very true. That's very true. Kyle's been very nice giving us T-shirts to give away on the TV morning show.
In all actuality, you probably didn't get any because you were reading that
announcer
for the station.
I was a staff announcer, and I got paid whatever the daily rate was that day.
Just that day.
I'll tell you who got gypped in this whole thing is the guy Bob. Kyle, help me. Was it Bob
Zidell?
Bob Zidell was the guy who opened the car door and the door fell off.
All right, yeah.
This guy.
Right. Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, Kyle. He was a tow truck driver for you, correct?
He was a tow truck driver. We actually had a commercial that aired prior to the famous one. And it ran for about 5 years, and it disintegrated, and we needed to make a new commercial. And in the previous commercial were also two employees, one of whom still works for me. And so everybody jumped at the chance to be in the new commercial, and Bob Zeidel was chosen for that part. It took two takes, and the rest is history.
Yeah. And
he didn't get paid, right? Did you pay him?
He told me he got $25.
I think that was a lot. I think he got paid just hourly to be over there.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It was done before my time. That was my dad.
He's part of Chicago TV history. That's the deal. And why I've been honored to be associated with you, Kyle, for the last 32 years, something like that, whenever I recorded the commercial. Kyle is one of the nicest people. Go ahead. I don't want to stop you mid-compliment. Go ahead.
No, I would say it's truly been our honor. You are the greatest pitchman, hardest working individual I have ever met. We are so thankful and grateful to be associated with you. Forever in Wikipedia and any other social media platform.
That's true.
Dean Richards and Victory Auto Records.
That's right.
But that was all you did, right? You just read it that one thing 30 years ago, and you've never really done anything else.
I think when the area codes changed, that might.
Well, and Dean, he's right. Initially, it was that old car is worth money. Then there was a very big recession. Something happened, and you had to re-record it to that old car might be worth money. And then it got changed back to is worth money.
Okay. All right. Well.
And now it's going to be, it used to be worth money, but now we're leaving.
Right. Remember when it used to be worth money.
Hey,
right.
Kyle, can you still at least pay for the ad time and still keep running the commercial, even though you're not in business anymore? Because I'm going to miss that commercial.
Well, it'll live forever on YouTube.
Oh, there you go.
Very true.
It's there.
Very true. Well, I just wanted to say congratulations to you. Do you know exactly when you're going to be shutting the doors down over there? Because I need to get some used carburetors.
You need a new fender?
So the last time that old car will be worth money at Victory Auto Records will be Saturday, November 18th.
Oh.
And the last day that you can buy parts or will be open to the public will be November 30th. Wow. And we'll have commemorative T-shirts that say that old car was worth money.
And we're going to be out there live on WGN Morning News the Tuesday before you close. I don't remember the exact date on that, but
I believe it's November 14th.
14th, we're going to be out there and celebrate with Kyle and the whole gang. Victory Auto Records getting ready to close their doors. I can't believe it, but as I say, congratulations on a fantastic life decision.
End of an era
in Chicago. But we appreciate your partnership on WGN. I appreciate your partnership, and congratulations. And I wish I was in Arizona where you are right now.
You can come out and visit anytime. You helped pay for everything. So thank you so much.
Kyle Wisner, the owner of Victory Auto Records.
Dean, you are the greatest. Thank you.
710 East Green in Bensonville near O'Hare. Thank you, Kyle. We'll talk soon.